You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fully licensed and insured. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing, too. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com.
They're playing
basketball. Oh, my goodness. Two men on him. He pulled it through anyway. We are tied up. Tied up. 7-6-5. Duke Arms. They clear out for him. He shoots a 15-footer. Good! The buzzer! At the buzzer! It counts! And Versailles gets in a 67-65. What a buzzer beater.
The fans are buzzing about scoresbroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Arns in the second half and 20 for Benzman in the second half. This, we didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. Intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Bodkins Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly four-court right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in.
The follow by Holdhouse.
Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Loramie here in the third quarter. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes, that's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammy McElnatty fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good! What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rushi.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10. Down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score. Maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line. Behind the back pass. Layup. Good! Rontez Roberts! Rontez Roberts on the finish! That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Woo! Wow! And good afternoon once again to you here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are at Sydney High School. It's game two of this doubleheader, the lower bracket girls Division IV sectional championship featuring Fort Loramie and Houston. After Rushi defeated Bodkins in the upper bracket sectional title game by a score of 41-23. Fort Loramie 19-5 on the year, the number one seed
here in this tourney, 11-1 in the Shelby County League, suffering a late season defeat at the hands of Rushi at the Raiders gym, 47-35. Meanwhile, Houston finished up 8-15, or I should say 8-14 in the regular season, and then won a big tournament game over Triad by a score of 59-53. That was an upset. Triad was tabbed to win that game, but Houston got it done. A big game by the experienced players for Houston in that win over Triad. 26 points from Jess Monier on the inside. Sarah Monier added 13. Rebecca New, 8. The challenge for Houston here in this game, Chuck, it won't be size. It'll be getting the ball up the floor comfortably to the size in scoring position, because Fort Loramie will pressure.
Well, and that's what we talked about in the first game, and it came to fruition. You can't run your offense from midcourt. You've got to be able to penetrate, get down into the areas where you can now facilitate your offense and get the ball to the wings. And that's going to be a challenge for Houston today, because that's one thing. This is not your best Loramie team that I've seen in the last 8 years. They're very young, and they're getting better, but they still play defense. They play Carlos Siegel defense, and you better be prepared for it.
Yeah, Carlos Siegel defense is capital S for suffocating. It can be very, very stingy. And the Redskins will take the ball right away from you at midcourt. It's happened time and time again to Houston, which dropped regular season games to Fort Loramie, including a February 1st game at Houston, 65-35. Earlier in the season, Fort Loramie was victorious 60-34. So those two wins by Fort Loramie over Houston, similar scores. The game late in the year was much tighter through about 2.5 or 3 quarters before Fort Loramie pulled away late. Fort Loramie's gotten a good tournament so far from Marissa Byring. She has performed quite well. In fact, Marissa's coming off a 17-point game in the victory over Layman Catholic, the most recent tourney game for Fort Loramie, which also got 12 from Taylor Ratterman in that contest. The Fort Loramie girls have two tourney victories, 69-20 over Ansonia and 59-33 over Layman. Only one loss for the Fort Loramie girls since December the 23rd. That's an amazing streak. One loss for the Lady Redskins since 2 days before Christmas.
Right.
A lot of momentum in place.
Well, yeah, they're a good basketball team. I said they're young, but at this point in the season, you're not a freshman anymore. You're not a sophomore anymore. You've got the whole season behind you. Their problem today, the thing they're going to have to make sure they guard against, is allowing, because Houston's got size inside, and they got to make sure that they don't allow them to camp out on offensive rebounds and get a lot of putbacks. If they can do that and pressure the ball on the outside, they should be okay.
We've known Carla Siegel for a long time. She always rolls out the red carpet for us. Brad Allen, nobody nicer than Coach Allen at Houston. You meet him once, he's been the same way to us every single time over the years.
I've known Brad forever. He's a Piqua guy. He coached at Piqua a little bit. I've known him a long time. He's a great guy. He's a good coach, and he's a very, very, very nice man.
Houston Wildcats will be the visiting team, attired in the road red. Fort Loramie in the home white with red and black trim. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com, including these from Fort Loramie: Shire, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A, Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. Thanks to these anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, we say hello to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hip Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Ruchi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, along with the Jewelry Barn in Ruchi, and in Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And as I mentioned, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. At the Troy Frisch's on Monday between 5 and 8, children eat free. Don't forget tonight, we're on the web online at 5:15. It's Fort Loramie against Mechanicsburg in boys' tournament action from Piqua. A doubleheader tonight featuring Botkins and Riverside in game 2. Again, the 2 start times tonight, 5:30 and 7. It's a doubleheader. There is no 8:30 game like last night when we played 2 games at Pittsburgh this evening. Tip-offs at 5:30 and 7. We start at 5:15. Opening 5 for the Houston Wildcats featuring Hayden Riesenbeck and a forward. Jace Monier and Sarah Monier, or I should say Jess Monier and Sarah Monier on the inside. Morgan Ealy and Rebecca New at guards. Rebecca can really shoot the 3. She's got long distance range. And in that paint area, the Moniers can be really tough to handle. Here's the opening 5 for Fort Loramie. Kennedy Gebhardt starting at a guard along with Taylor Ratterman. Addie Meyer at the point, Abby Holdhouse in the middle, and Marissa Meyering at the forward spot. Interesting, Chuck, when the Moniers were introduced for Houston, I recognized their size right away. When the first couple introduced for Fort Loramie were little Taylor Ratterman and Kennedy Gebhardt. It looked like Mutt and Jeff for a moment. A
couple of little sophomores, but yeah, they're going to be okay. I made a comment in the first game about how the girls' coaching staffs have gotten so much better, and there are some that are as good or better than boys' programs around. We're looking at one down here to the right.
Yeah,
that is an outstanding coaching staff.
And strategically sound. Carlos Siegel, head coach, good staff at Fort Loramie. Brad Allen, Houston head coach, good staff for the Wildcats. Houston moving from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you imagine Sydney High School here today. Opening tap won by Houston. And the Wildcats get the ball forecourt to our right. 25 feet away, it's Ealy. Ealy is crowded by Hattie Meyer, and right away Hattie's pressure winds up resulting in a turnover for Houston, and that's one thing the Wildcats have got to be able to shed. Houston simply has got to take care of the ball here today.
Well, it was way away from the basket. It was almost at midcourt, and then she dropped the basketball to make it a double dribble. Those are things that cannot happen today if they want to be successful.
Here's a baseline pass to Marissa Meyering for Fort Loramie. Drive to the rim, and there's the size of Houston. Jess Monier with a swat down. Loose ball picked up by Meyering, who lays it through. Good perseverance by Marissa, picking right up where she left off against Triad when she poured home 17. Quickly down the floor, Houston. Here's a baseline jump shot pumped up there. No good by Jess Monier. Rebound Fort Loramie. Long lead out to Kennedy Gebhardt. She's cherry picking for 2. And a foul against Houston.
Well, I'll tell you what. She did a good job of getting that to the rim because she was getting ready to get hammered.
And the Redskins are off and running up 4-0 in the first 40 seconds. Kennedy Gebhardt fouled while scoring. She's at the stripe. And you can tell, Chuck, Fort Loramie, though having beaten Houston handily twice in the season, is taking nothing for granted. But Kennedy Gebhardt made the free throw after scoring the field goal.
The basket counted.
And for some reason, after the made foul shot, she is still standing there. Nobody's moved off the line. The referees now have a conference, and it should be a three-point play the old-fashioned way, ball out of bounds.
Well, the scoreboard and I have it right. Now we just need to make sure everybody else has it right.
And let's see what happens. And, yes, the lead referee comes to the scorer's table and instructs the rest of the crew to give the ball out of bounds to Houston.
Yeah, Terry Middleton, he's a very good official. They just announced him as 40 years experience.
Whew. Yeah, that was probably not the first time that's happened to him.
He knew how to handle it.
Yeah. And they take Kennedy Gebhardt off the free throw line after she made the first shot. Doesn't get a second because she knocked down the field.
Because the basket counted,
yeah,
exactly.
Right. So Houston eventually does throw it in. And then Fort Loramie knocks it out of bounds at midcourt. We played a minute 5-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's the ball weaved out on top to Morgan Ely, 5'5 senior. Ely throws low on the right to Hayden Riesenbeck, who catches, turns, and she's hacked on the arm. Good play by Houston. Riesenbeck, a 5'8 junior, toes the stripe with two coming. I was just a little surprised, Chuck, that it took the other two officials, in addition to Middleton, who were down toward the basket, to recognize the fact that the shot had been made and on the floor, and the one free throw had been made, resulting in ball out of bounds, Houston. But it looked like the men in stripes were sleepwalking for a moment.
Yeah, sometimes it's as early. For most people aren't doing the officiating games this early.
So it is 5-2 after a couple made free throws by Riesenbeck of Houston. Here's a foul line jump shot by Abby Holdhouse. She sinks it. Abby's on her game. She's had a good close to her senior year.
Yeah, she is really going to be the key to how far they go in the tournament.
I agree with you. Here's a baseline drive by Ely for Houston in trouble and throws it out of bounds.
We got Rose in the game now for Fort Loramie real early. She played strictly JV all season.
Yeah.
We were really impressed with her.
In fact, a number of young players have been added to this Fort Loramie tournament roster, and we will see them, and we'll see more of them next November and December at the start of the season, because Fort Loramie is extremely talented and still quite youthful. Here's a bad pass intercepted by Houston. 7-2 Fort Loramie. 2 minutes gone, first quarter. Riesenbeck on the arc, dribbles, hands it off 30 feet away to Rebecca New. Down low to Ely, cutting, block shot out of bounds. Who got a piece of that shot?
That was Myra. You can tell by the big grin on her face.
Myra, or I should say, Marissa, all smiles after swatting that out of bounds. She was beaming. Ely throwing in for Houston. Lobs it out back to midcourt. Tracked down beyond the timeline by Riesenbeck of Houston. 7-2 Fort Loramie. Riesenbeck up the floor. She fumbled the ball and walked with it. 30 feet for the basket. Houston plagued by mistakes here early. Fort Loramie has pounced on the Cats, up 7-2, trying to build on the lead. Gebhardt for Ratterman, Meyer in for Holdhouse for Fort Loramie, which will substitute frequently.
Well, she, in the beginning, when I first started watching, I thought, that's a lot of subs. I don't ever question what she does anymore.
Midcourt, Meyer for Fort Loramie, loops it near side to Gebhardt. Left wing to Kenzie Holshrew is in now. Excuse me, Kenzie, a very good player. And in the right corner, Fort Loramie is defensed very well. It causes a turnover. Traveling against the Redskins. Error committed on the play. Was that Rose?
That's Rose.
Yep.
A little difference between playing JV and varsity.
Up the left side comes Houston. We've got a tug of war for the loose ball at midcourt. A scrum, a pileup. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. 5:32 left in the first. 7-2 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins got off to a quick start. Scoring pace has slowed down here in the last minute. And again, with the whistle and the stoppage, changes again for Fort Loramie.
Houston's playing a 1-3-1, and they got some pretty good size across there, so they can kind of put a hurt on you a little bit.
Outside the arc, it's Hattie Meyer for Fort Loramie. Lobs it cross court near side to Kennedy Gebhardt, who buries a long three-pointer. Wow, Gebhardt was on the money. Timeout, Houston. That's one way to whip a zone. 10-2 Redskins, 5 to go in the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Wildcats come on the attack after the timeout called. 10-2 lead for Fort Loramie. Three-pointer made seconds ago by Kennedy Gebhardt. Houston to midcourt, pass to Riesenbeck, down into the corner to New. New looks at the rim, doesn't shoot. Rebecca hands off to a teammate 25 feet away. Now New gets it back and unloads. Little short, loose ball rebound, Kenzie Holscher of Fort Loramie. She strides up the floor to Hattie Meyer. Left wing, Kennedy Gebhardt. Back to Hattie between circles. Hattie dribbles, goes to Abby Holdhouse in the corner. On top to Rose, hands to midcourt. Played there by Hattie Meyer. 10-2, Fort Loramie leads. 4.5 to go, first quarter. Hattie retreats to the timeline.
Well, at the timeout, Houston got out of that 1-3-1. They were giving up too many outside shots.
And back to the man for the Lady Cats. Here's Holscher, foul line. Might have gotten away, dragging her foot. Made an errant pass anyway, and Houston swiped it. Here come the Wildcats up the floor. 25 feet away, it is Sarah Monier looping it baseline, intended for Jess. It's a little over her head, goes out of bounds. Houston simply cannot get the offense set up comfortably enough to get real good looks at the hoop.
No, they're not getting the ball any place where they want to try to score, that's for sure.
And Jaden Putoff, another outstanding young player, a freshman, comes in for Fort Loramie.
Her and Holscher are just going to be stars in this league before it's done.
Yeah, Kenzie Holscher is a freshman as well, so this is the first of 4 years for both Putoff and Holscher. Here's a long three try by Ratterman. Air ball, missed it. It bounds on the line below the basket, out of bounds to the Wildcats, who are down 10-2 with 3:52 to go here in the first quarter. Here comes Houston dribbling up the floor quickly. And in the left corner, a lot of congestion. Double dribble on the Cats. And simply too many floor errors for Houston, which cannot get untracked. 3:46 to go here in the opening frame. Up over the timeline comes Fort Loramie. Down in the corner, it's Holdhouse. Good drive into the paint area by Myring. Give it up to Ratterman in the corner of the floor. Back out between the rings to Gebhardt. Now Holdhouse, high right. Looks over Sarah Monier to Putoff. Jaden's got it. Now to Kennedy Gebhardt, who gets her feet under her. Set, shoots the triple. It clangs off the rim this time. Rebound down to Ely for Houston. Stolen, though. Driving layup, Myron. Two more. 12-2, Fort Loramie, very tenacious. It's paying off. Ely's got the ball for Houston. Gives it up out high to teammate Holly Voisard, who's in now, 5'4 junior. Ball thrown into the middle, intended for Jess Monier. Fought away, but Fort Loramie goes out of bounds. Wildcats will play it in. Good collapsing defense by the Redskins. 2:53 to go, first period. 12-2, Fort Loramie. Ball being played in by Voisard. Voisard out on the arc to Jess Monier. Ball dealt to Ely, who dribbles to the left corner. Gives it straight away to Hayden Riesenbeck. Now Ely, left wing, in the lane to a teammate. Here's a running one-hander flipped up toward the rim by Sarah Monier. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. 2.5 to go in the first. Fort Loramie up 10. Gebhardt drives from the right side of the floor to the baseline, and she shoved from the backside. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie on the common personal. And we've got Kenzie Holscher and Rose back on the floor. And Rose's first name, Chuck, is...
Let me find it. We didn't call her all year. Dana.
Yeah, Dana. Dana Rose has checked in with Kenzie Holscher. They're at the wings. Ball thrown outside the arc on the left to Holdhouse. To Ratterman on the point. 2:12 to go here in the first quarter. Ball touched by Holdhouse in the left corner. They look inside for Myrie. Instead, it goes on the play to Holscher. Into the paint goes Kenzie. Missed it once, got it back, and scores.
Nice rebound by Holscher.
Yes. Kenzie going to work. He's all over the glass. And Fort Loramie strikes again to go up 14-2. And Brad Allen for Houston gets a full timeout. Redskins up 12 late in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Chuck, this freshman Dana Rose scored 8 points for Fort Loramie in its most recent win over Lehman Catholic here in the tournament. So that gives you an idea of the talent that Fort Loramie possesses at the younger grades.
Their JV team was really good this year, and Rose was really the star.
And here's a steal by Kenzie Holscher. Speaking of freshmen, a takeaway by her. 1:35 to go here in the first quarter. 14-2 in favor of Fort Loramie. Outside the arc on the right, it's Abby Holdhouse. Hits a cutter in the lane. It's Holscher. Spin move down low. Banks it too hard. No good. Loose ball rebound. Holdhouse up and in for two. Wow. Abby Holdhouse has become a real weapon inside over the last half of the year, and Houston throws it away on the inbounds.
9 turnovers, 0-for-4 from the floor. That's a recipe to be down 16-2.
Baseline left, Ratterman into Myring. Pulls up inside the arc, shoots a 16-footer off to the left, no good. Holdhouse again, up and through. Abby getting the job done on the glass. She had a series of 3 rebound shots late in the year against Rushi in about 45 seconds. Here she's gotten 2 more in the span of about 10 seconds. Houston missed the driving layup, no good at the other end, beating Fort Loramie's press. Holscher, high-arching 3. Good! No, it's a 2. She was straddling the arc from the right corner of the floor. Good-looking jumper by Holscher. Fort Loramie shooting the ball about as well, Chuck, as we've seen them since the Miami East game, about 2/3 of the way through the year.
Well, they were 6 of 10 at the break, and I think they made 2 out of the 3, so I think they are 8 of 13 from the floor.
21-2, Redskins, 41 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
Is it time for the running clock yet?
Ball walked to the timeline by Houston. It's Holly Boysert into the half court. Gives it up on the play to Riesenbeck. Riesenbeck, left corner, Rebecca New. New barges down the baseline, missed the shot, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie, knocked out by Houston. Can't be a younger Division IV girls basketball team in the state, I wouldn't think. The only thing that might take the average grade up a little bit is the fact that Hattie Meyer and Abby Holdhouse.
They got 2 seniors that play a little bit, but right. Other than that, it is sophomores and freshmen that are the strength of this team.
Yeah, you're right. Here's Kennedy Gebhardt. She banked a three-pointer. It rimmed. No good for Fort Loramie. Rebound down to Houston. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's a long 50-footer by the Wildcats. No, off the top of the glass. And Houston goes without a field goal for the first 8 minutes. 21-2 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Second quarter, lower bracket, Sydney Girls Division IV sectional championship game. Rebecca New down low for Houston. Powers to the rim, goes up strong, a little hard. Rebound Fort Loramie, which leads 21-2. And Meyering gets the inside dish from Hattie Meyer for another bucket.
Well, they're doing whatever they want to do, and I think it's only 22 because they have totally called that Holscher shot a two instead of a three, but the official book has turned a three, so I guess we're going to go with that.
Yeah, and the scoreboard says 23 instead of 22, and it was clearly...
he pointed right down and said two.
Yeah, mechanically, the official displayed a two-point basket. Holscher was straddling the line, far side of the floor, but as you say, Chuck, The official book?
That's the score. That up on the board makes no difference at all. That book right there with the striped shirt is the one that counts.
And 23 is the correct score
24
now. Now 24 on the Gebhardt free throw.
Yep.
Giving Holscher a three.
Kenzie says thank you very much.
Yep. Gebhardt nails both foul shots, 25-2 in favor of Fort Loramie. Of course, it's not the referee's job after he signals a two to make sure that the scoreboard puts up only two more points and not three. Not the referee's job to check the scoreboard, that's for sure. Here's a long left-hand jumper by Ely. It is no good for Houston, or I should say Boisard pumped it up there. Off to the left, out of bounds, and it's Fort Loramie's possession, up 25-2 with a minute gone here in the second quarter of play.
Now, the correction should have been made by the Houston scorekeeper, who should have told them, no, they called that a two, but since that didn't happen, it's 25-2.
Midcourt, it is Hattie Meyer for Fort Loramie. Foul line to Holscher. Holscher puts it on the deck, gives it up baseline right to Meyering, who sends it back out on top.
It's Rassman. Rassman's out there now.
Alyssa Rassman in the game, a 5'7" sophomore. She wears 43, Meyering 42. Here's a good baseline drive by Holscher. Left it short, no good. Tug of war for the rebound. It's a jump, and the ball stays with Fort Loramie. Abby Holdhouse, Taylor Ratterman back on the court for the Redskins. Houston on the floor at the moment has Addie White in there, a 5'5" junior. Ball thrown in by Fort Loramie to Holdhouse. On top it goes to Rassman, to Ratterman, who had it clawed away. Good steal by Houston. Here's a driving layup by Voicer, no good. The rebound up and in. Nice play on the inside. Was that Reisenbeck who got it?
That was White.
Addie White in off the bench. Gets the first field goal for Houston. Wildcats think they have a block down to her left, but it's ruled a foul. Couple free throws here for Kenzie Holscher. 25-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. 6:22 left here in the first half. Free throw by Kenzie. Hits the back brace. No good. Again, Cedarville would be the likely foe for the winner of this game in next Saturday's district at Troy. The winner of this contest plays the Monroe Lower winner, and that happens on Monday. Cedarville plays Southeastern. That's on Monday. So you can bet somewhere here in the gym, Southeastern is viewing this game, as is Cedarville. And then Fort Loramie will go check that game out on Monday. The Redskins, if they hang on to this decided advantage, would play the winner next Saturday at Troy. Upper bracket champ also decided here today. Rushi awaits the winner of Newton Tri-Village for its opponent next Saturday. Rebecca New with a post-up move for Houston, and she is belted from behind. She's awarded two free throws and drops in the first to make it 25-5 in favor of Fort Loramie. 6:02 to go here in the first half. Second shot by Rebecca, rim, backboard, and down. 25-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. Meiring in the right corner. Here's a runner, a one-hander. No good, skipped off the rim. Rebound taken down by Houston. Here come the Lady Cats in backcourt. Sarah Monier up the floor to the left-hand shooter, Reisenbeck. No good. New with a fine offensive board. Back out on top to Addie White, who triggers. It's short. Houston can't save. It goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 5:38 left, second quarter, 25-6 in favor of the Redskins. Houston Wildcats with a nice little tournament run. Played pretty well toward the end of the season. Lost at a good Franklin Monroe program by 8 on February 3rd. Beat Mississinewa at home handily. Lost at Jackson Center in overtime by 1. Beat Triad in an upset in the tourney by 6. Fort Loramie with possession. Ball knocked out of bounds by Houston right in front of the Cats bench. With 5:20 left here in the second. Loramie will inbound. Abby Holdhouse will be the playmaker at side court. Abby looks, gets it in on the play to Rose. Dana Rose hands back to Holdhouse. It was baseline. No room. Back to Dana. Between the circles, Kennedy Gebhardt. Gebhardt on the dribble. Fights her way into the top of the circle. Tries to throw baseline to Myron, and it's knocked away. Good effort by Houston. Loose ball steal. Comes down to White. White in the left corner to Reisenbeck. 4:50 left in the second. Reisenbeck skips it cross court to Voysard. Voysard outside the arc. Good nifty pass in the lane. Here's a spin move by Rebecca New. Shot challenged. Deflected away by Fort Loramie, who runs the floor beautifully and gets a driving layup. That was really well done by Rasmussen of Fort Loramie.
Yeah, she got hammered. That took a lot of concentration to get that shot up and in.
Shot made, foul called, and Alyssa's at the strike. 4:35 left to go here in quarter number two. It's 27-6 now in favor of Fort Loramie. Rasmussen converts the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Everybody chipping in on the action for Fort Loramie here this afternoon. And now Rasmussen gets the high five from head coach Carla Siegel. She sits in lieu of Marissa Meiring, who's back in. Here is Healy, four-court right for Houston. Bad pass, Meiring on the pickoff. Ahead to Hattie Meyer, much too hard in the layup. Struggle for the rebound. Meiring had it. It's called a jump. Give it right back to Houston. 4:20 left here in the second. 28-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here comes Morgan Ely up over the timeline against Hattie Meyer. She dribbles down the right side. Gives it to Sarah Monier, 25 feet away. The 5'10 Monier. Hands off to Rebecca New at 5'9. Meiring reaches in, might have gotten arms, shook it loose, tipped it to a teammate, got it back at the other end and scored. Marissa Meiring, a heck of a game. She's had a good sectional tournament. 3:50 left in the half, 30-6 Fort Loramie. Here's the ball thrown to the high post by Houston, and once more we have a tie-up or a foul The officials look at the arrow. Redskins possession.
Yeah, Marissa Myring is starting to play like she did last year before that knee injury.
She is. Yeah.
And that's a good thing for Lorman. You're only a sophomore.
17-point effort by her in the most recent game against Lehman for Fort Loramie. 30-6. Redskins lead it. 3.5 to go in the half. One bad pass by Fort Loramie. Bad pass by Houston. Fort Loramie gets it back. Holdhouse low on the left. Feeds a teammate. And Myron juggles. Can't hang on. Out of bounds to Houston. And I'm sure down the stretch of this game, over the last quarter and a half or so, Chuck, we will see even more youth.
Oh, yeah.
In all five spots on the floor for Fort Loramie. 3:20 left in the second quarter. Ely midcourt for Houston. Looks for help. Gets it to New, 25 feet away. Rebecca goes on top to Riesenbeck. Foul away from the action. Offensive against the Wildcats. Yep, that personal adds insult to injury. Fort Loramie gets it right back.
A little frustration, I think, on that call.
Uh-huh. 3:10 to go, second quarter. Here comes Kennedy Gebhardt over the timeline for Fort Loramie. Gives it up, gets it back. Oh, boy, Kennedy meets resistance in the person of Jess Monier, the 6-foot junior. Jess stood tall, and Kennedy crumbled right to the floor right now. She popped up, though.
Like hitting a brick wall, but that's three fouls on Jess.
And was Jess moving a little bit on that play, or was she sad?
I think maybe they just saw how hard she went down. Honest to goodness, I don't think there should have been any call there.
Yeah, I wondered myself the moment it happened. Free throw by Gebhardt is in. 31-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. That's a tough third foul for Jess to have to take.
Right.
Next one by Gebhardt. Good again. Boy, she is a sharpshooter. She's streaky. When she's on, she's really on. 32-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. Down the floor to New in the right corner. Behind her to Ely. Ely dribbles 25 feet away. Gebhardt on her. Left wing to Riesenbeck. Now Ely. She is being clamped tightly by Gebhardt. Here's a baseline drive by Riesenbeck. Hits a cutter in the lane. Little 8-footer by Houston is no good, but Chair Jeffries, a 5'8 senior, it bounded on the rim twice, wouldn't go in, but she was nudged as she released it, so she gets two free throws. 32-6 in favor of Fort Loramie, 2:38 to go here in the second quarter. Free throw by Jeffries, a little too much strength on that one.
She put the throw back in free throw.
It hit the back rim. Second shot upcoming. Marissa Myring out of the game now for Fort Loramie. Second free throw by Jeffries. Dips the knees. It's on the way. Yes. 32-7, Fort Loramie. Here comes Gebhardt. Racing up the left side to Holscher. Baseline, a leaner. No good. Cram from behind, but a foul against Sarah Monier of Houston. And, of course, every time whistle blows, clock stops, and we are still outside of 2.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Free throw by Kenzie Holscher up and in. 33-7 in favor of Fort Loramie. Holscher with a second one coming. One bounce on the way, right through. 34-7 in favor of Fort Loramie. Houston to midcourt, it's Ely. Ely dribbles out back, goes right flank to Rebecca New. New tries to squeeze her way into the lane, can't do it. Fort Loramie claws the ball away in the person of Jaden Putoff. Outlet to Holscher, spin move right down the middle of the floor. On the arc to Dana Rose, long three ball is no good. Or I should say that was Heather Eilerman who chucked it up there. Houston trailed it in the corner, scooped it up and races down the floor. It's Ely straddling the arc. No, she's behind it, flings it to the rim. No good. Rebound Houston, though. Wildcats have it deep in the corner. Ball thrown out back to New, who sets and shoots and buries it. Three-pointer Rebecca New. 34-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. And we've got a Redskin timeout with 1:40 left in the second quarter. Head coach Carlos Siegel thinks your club is maybe a bit ragged at the moment. 24-point lead, Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Redskins possession. White shirts have it down to our right. Houston sets up defensively to our left in the road red. Holscher inbounding to Dana Rose at midcourt. Dana glides up over the timeline. Gives it 30 feet away on the right to Grace Ruhenkamp, who's in now. A 5 foot, 5 inch senior. Holscher in the corner. Rose foul line. Here's a long one by Eilerman, 24-footer, danced off the rim. Holscher there for the putback. Kenzie Holscher, right place, right time. Boy, she's got a nose for the basket. 36-10, Fort Loramie. Minute to go, second quarter. Out back, it's Ely for Houston, right corner, New. New on the bounce, deflected pass, caught though by Riesenbeck. Riesenbeck to Addie White. Short corner jumper, 12-footer, off the rim, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Cross-court pass, left flank. He goes to Eilerman, who tries to scoop across the lane, and her arm is grabbed as she shoveled it up there toward the basket. Gives us a chance to let you know all about one of our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. These two pros are experts at servicing systems which need medical gas, hydronics technology, and backflow prevention. They'll give your system the tune-up it needs. If you want comfort at your home or business, call on Tom and Jerry's, a family-owned business that has built its quality name on developing connections a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, phone 937-295-3243, on the web at tomjerrys.com. Now Fort Loramie down to her left, had free throws coming, Chuck.
Missed the first one, made the second one.
In the person of
Heather Eilerman.
Heather Eilerman made a shot, missed a shot, then Houston is tied up down to her right. Arrow says the Wildcats retain the ball. 28.8 to go, second quarter. 37-10, Fort Loramie. Inbounding, Morgan Ely below the basket for the Cats. Throws it into the corner, intended for White, who lost it, and it is tracked down by Fort Loramie. Cross-court pass, baseline to Dana Rose. Rose to a teammate. It slips through a Redskins player's hands and goes out of bounds. Macy Imwally in the game, 5'9 sophomore for Fort Loramie.
And so is Heitkamp, but I can't read my own writing. I didn't catch her first name. I can't read, but I wrote for her first name.
Midcourt, Houston. 25 feet away, it's Ely. 11 seconds to go in the half. Her pass is batted right back to her. 6 seconds remaining. Ball lobbed into the left corner to Riesenbeck, who jumps, shoots, hits the rim, comes down, push off below the basket. I think it's against Houston. And if so, we'll stroll to the other end and shoot the 1-1 or double bonus.
It'll be a double bonus.
With 2.6 to go in the second quarter. And it's Grace Ruhenkamp at the strike for the Redskins. 37-10 lead, Fort Loramie. And Ruhenkamp flips it up there. No good off to the left. Second free throw attempt on the way. One bounce. And it rimmed in and out, no good. Loose ball rebound. Rasmus got it for Fort Loramie. Got the shot away in the paint. Missed it, no good. And the first half comes to a close. 37-10, Fort Loramie over Houston on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack LeChuck. We're at halftime at Sydney, 37-10, Fort Loramie over Houston after Rushi defeated its opponent, Botkins, in game one, 41-23. Say you better check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. All Fort Loramie, which has played a number of freshmen in this game so far, including Corin Heitkamp, Dana Rose, of course, Kenzie Holscher, and Jade Putoff. A series of sophomores have seen action. Macy Imwally was in late in that second period. Of course, Marissa Meiring, Taylor Ratterman, Arissa Rassman, or I should say Alyssa Rassman, and 10th grader Kennedy Gebhardt, too. She starts and plays well. Youth, the name of the game for Fort Loramie, and it is defeating Houston handily 37-10 at the break.
Well, the stats show the score. Loramie was 13 of 26, 50%. They were only 2 of 7 shooting threes and 9 of 14 from the free throw line, 64%. Houston, on the other hand, was 2 of 18 from the floor, 1 of 6 shooting threes, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. 16 to 15 rebounding advantage for Fort Loramie. Both teams have 5 offensive rebounds. There we go to the stat that's telling. 19 turnovers for Houston, 8 for Loramie. 17 to 2 advantage for Loramie on points off turnovers. And there's the key to the basketball game right there. 21 to 2 in the paint also for Loramie. Individual scoring for Houston, they were led by Rebecca New with 5. Hayden Riesenbeck had 2. Addie White had 2. And Jeffries had a free throw for 1. They scored 2 and 8, 10 in the first half. Really balanced, as you would think, for Fort Loramie. Gephardt had 10. Holscher had 9. Meiring had 8. Holthouse had 6. Rassman had 3. And they got a free throw from Heather Eilerman. They scored 21 and 16. and they lead it 37-10 at the half.
That is our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 27-point lead for the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We have an opportunity right here on scoresbroadcast.com at the half to tell you all about Brookins in Fort Lauderdale. 12 splendid years of service were provided by Joyce and Dale Barhorst. They have turned over the reins at Brookins to Carl Arnes. Give kudos to him. Carl is doing a great job. Same fine menu, delicious food as always, with Carl's personality dropped in. He's also got a late night menu in place for you. The same delicious roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights at Brookins. Your food is always cooked fresh by Carl and his staff. Brookins, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at brookins-usa.com. And don't forget, take advantage of the space at Brookins for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. And the banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open too at Brookins in Fort Loramie as we say hello to Carl Arnes, the new owner-manager at Brookins. 37-10, Fort Loramie leads Houston here at the half. And now our student-athlete spotlight segment, brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start 12 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And here today we highlight seniors from both teams for Fort Loramie. Only 1, 2, 3, 4 on the entire roster. Heather Eilerman, Grace Ruenkamp, Patty Meyer, and Abby Holdhouse are seniors. For the Houston Wildcats, a trio, Sarah Monier, Jared Jeffries, and Rebecca New, along with Morgan Ely, I should say four for Houston, and that many for Fort Loramie as well. These young ladies all recognized here today thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Say it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before more bad weather gets a good grip on you. Go to M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, for a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and more. At M&A, take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics. Beat the winter weather before it beats you. Your one-stop auto repair shop, M&A Muffler and Tires. Free pickup and delivery offered as well. Phone 1-800-474-4123 for Geppi, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Redskins have possession starting the third quarter, leading by 27 points. In the foul line, it's Marissa Meiring, steps below the foul line area and hits a little bank shot. Eight-footer by Meiring, good game for her. She's closed the season and begun the tournament in fine fashion. Here's Houston. Good pitch out on top by Sarah Monier to Jess. Right back to Sarah. Point blank range up and in for two. 39-12. 27-point lead for Fort Loramie. 7:13 left in the third. Little give and go. Meyer to hold house.
Wow.
To the rack. Up and in off the glass. Good looking play by the Redskins. And it looked like a Houston player might have taken an elbow to the nose. Not sure if there's any blood at all. The official takes a look at Morgan Ealy, who is substituted for by Holly Boysert. 7:07 to go in the third. Houston will bring it down. And I would not expect we'd see this Fort Loramie, I would not expect we'd see this Fort Loramie lineup for a whole lot of the second half, leading by 29 points as Houston throws it out of bounds from the top of the circle. It was intended for low block on the right side.
We're going to see a lot of subs. She's going to have all kinds of combinations out here.
Midcourt, Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. Down the left side to Meyer, left corner Holdhouse. Gebhardt handles. Here's a deep left corner shot by Kennedy behind a screen. Gebhardt missed it, no good. Rebound down to Houston. Here come the Wildcats up and over the timeline. Over the timeline, I should say. It's White who hesitated and dragged the pivot foot. 6.5 to go in the third. Houston graduates 3 seniors, as we noted during the halftime break. Well, I correct myself again. 4. Including starters Morgan Ealy, Rebecca New, and Sarah Monier. They'll be tough to replace. Behind the foul line, open player, Kennedy Gebhardt, jump shot, swish. She hits it. 43-12 in favor of Fort Loramie. Gebhardt and Ratterman are keys for Fort Loramie, Chuck, against excellent competition, because they've got to make some outside shots to loosen things up a bit.
Well, I'll tell you, and the games that we've watched, I don't know if I've ever seen both of them have good shooting nights, but one of them always has.
Yeah.
And tonight it's Gebhardt, which is, you know, it doesn't matter as long as one of them's putting it through the basket.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. It seems like it's one or the other, not both. But on a night they're both hitting, look out. Fort Loramie could give the likes of the district teams and the regional teams in D4 all they want. Here's a turnover by Houston. Holdhouse rolls the other way for Fort Loramie, and she is shoved. Don't think it was in the act of shooting. Should be.
Oh, they are.
Out of bounds, Redskins.
Wow.
And
wow.
Head coach Brad Allen can't believe it for the visiting Cats. He thinks it should be a common foul ball out of bounds. Holdhouse was down low in the right. I don't think she got the ball above her waist.
I'm going to have to agree with Brad.
First free throw by Abby is good. Second shot around and through as well. 45-12 in favor of Fort Laramie.
We're getting close to that running clock now, aren't we?
5:54 left in football. It would be in place. Here's a baseline drive by Houston. Seven-footer missed by Rebecca New. Rebound is stuck in. Was that to Sarah Monier on the board?
That was, I'm sorry, Riesenbeck.
Cluster of red jerseys in there as Sarah and Hayden Riesenbeck were pinned against each other. Here's a baseline jump shot by Holdhouse. Swish for Fort Loramie. Good-looking shot by her.
Well, she saw me start to mark down the Clancy's for Gephardt, and now she's making a run back at it. She's hungry.
I tell you, Abby has looked so fresh here at the end of the season.
This is what we always kind of thought we were going to see out of the young lady.
Righto. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 47-14 Fort Loramie. Driving through the lane, Riesenbeck for Houston. Gives it up on the arc to New. New drives hard to the rim, barrels to the basket, overshot it. Rebound Fort Loramie. Quickly up the floor to Dana Rose. Rose on the run, let it fly, missed it. Baseline left, Holscher once, twice. No, got the ball back again, a third time.
Wow.
Good! Holscher, third time's a charm for Fort Loramie. 49-14 in favor of the Redskins. 4:32 to go here in the third. Crossover dribble by White. Down inside to a teammate. Little five-footer by Riesenbeck, a little strong, no good. Rebound Holscher, racing the floor, all the way to the cup for two. Kenzie Holscher getting it done for the Redskins. 51-14. And we're going to see changes galore here for Fort Loramie. Freshman Corin Heitkamp is at the scorer's table, set to come in. And Fort Loramie gets a steal in the left corner. And the ball thrown to midcourt, and a timeout called by Fort Loramie. Redskins got the clock stopped as a Fort Loramie player was in trouble in the corner of the floor. 51-14, Fort Loramie, midway through the third on scores.broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Well, Chuck, I've gone to the Fort Loramie bench, and I stand corrected. It is Corin Heitkamp, not Corin. Corin Heitkamp.
Okay. I couldn't read my writing.
A freshman who is in the game, I think, now for the Redskins. Yep. She's out at the top of the key. Ball thrown to Rasmussen in the paint. Holscher baseline right. A drive. She pulls up at the short corner. 3.5 to go here in the third. Errant pass picked off by White of Houston. Down the floor with the left hand, and she nails it on the way to the basket, and a foul by Corin Heitkamp of Fort Loramie.
That's boy Sard.
I'm sorry, did I say White?
Yep.
It was 14 Voisard who made the basket, 5'4 junior. Good theft by her. She was very aware and drove to the goal and made the shot with the left hand. She was going pell-mell, and she sinks the free throw. 51-17 in favor of Fort Loramie. In the post is Holscher. She squares up. Good deflection on the play by Houston's Jess Monier. Here comes Voisard down the floor into the left corner. Hits a teammate low in the left. It's Sarah Monier. Her shot's blocked, but a foul by Fort Loramie. 2:37 to go here in the third. And at the line, Sarah Monier for the Cats. We trail 51-17. She dips the knees and sinks it to make it 51-18. Let's check out the five on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Holscher, a freshman. Running clock is in place. Chuck, I'm not sure what the point disparity's got to be in order for the running clock to become effective.
It has to go back under 30, and then it goes back up.
So with the differential being 32.
It still runs.
And the running clock is on.
Yep.
And at the free throw line, Sarah Monier, made both? 51-19 in favor of Houston. Here's a bad pass before Loramie. Royshard goes into backcourt, gets it all the way to the rim, and scores. He's having a nice third quarter, 51-21. Fort Loramie leads by 30. Continuous clock, still effective. Here is Holscher, baseline left. Gives it up on the arc to a teammate, Jaden Putoff, who banked in a long two-pointer. Wow. Jaden didn't mean to, I don't think, but she caromed that one in off the window. 53-21, Fort Loramie leads. Over a minute to go here in the third quarter. Houston's got the ball straight away. It's Riesenbeck. She gives it up, gets it back, shoots the left-hander, off to the left, no good. Rebound below the rim by Houston, up and in. But Jess Monier. Monier with a deuce. 53-23. 50 seconds to go in the third. Holscher. Corinne Heitkamp's got it now for Fort Loramie. She looks left side to Dana Rose. Raspin on the floor as well, along with Jaden Putoff. Now Holscher in the right corner. Holscher goes behind the back on the bounce. Leaves it for Rose out of the right part of the floor. Way hard on the shot. Easy rebound, Houston. 30 seconds left in the third. Midcourt. Voicert outside the arc to teammate Riesenbeck. Deep left corner it goes to Ely. Cutter Voicert, baseline left, meets resistance, stumbles, walks. Good call by the official. Fort Loramie was set. And that was a good no call on the foul. Violation, Houston. And Fort Loramie's got it. The continuous clock runs down to zero. And that ends the third quarter before the ball can be put in play. 53-23, Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS.com.
And so many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, from which you just heard. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Plus in Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. Well, we start the fourth quarter with a continuous clock. The differential still at 30. And once we stay at 30 or better, the stoppages are few and far between. Fort Loramie inbounding in the corner, knocked out by Houston. 7:20 remaining in this game. 30-point lead for Fort Loramie. On the arc, it is Holdhouse behind the screen in the right corner, Ratterman. Winner of this game advances to the district. And with a great degree of certainty right now, Chuck, it's going to be Fort Loramie.
That's going to be my guess.
And the Redskins will likely take on Cedarville in a district championship game at Troy next Saturday afternoon at a time to be determined. Well, Fort Loramie gets caught napping a little bit. Soft passes on the arc. Houston steals. Here's Rebecca New with a long three-pointer. Swish! She's got it. Rebecca New from downtown. 53-26. And the continuous clock will be off, at least momentarily, with the difference in score at 27. Here's Kennedy Gebhardt, baseline right. Good defensive play by New. She stood tall with hands straight up. Houston got the loose ball, brought it down the floor on the arc. Long three by Ely. Off to the right, no good. Fort Loramie could have been called for over the shoulder. No whistle. Loose ball at midcourt. Holdhouse might have been tripped. It will be Fort Loramie possession.
Hey, over the back.
6 minutes and 14 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Kennedy Gebhardt comes to the near sideline to throw it in for the white-shirted Redskins. 0 the timeline, Hattie Meyer. Meyer dribbles down to the left side of the floor. Getting a screen straight away is Ratterman as Rassman helped her outside the arc to Gebhardt. Gebhardt goes cross-court to Meyer, who tries to enter the post, and it is deflected by Fort Loramie out of bounds. On Monday night at Monroe, Cedarville plays Southeastern. And the winner of that game on Monday night will play Fort Loramie next Saturday at Troy in a district championship game. 5:40 left to go in the fourth quarter. New baseline left for Houston. And stepping in front of her is a Fort Loramie defender. Free throws coming for Rebecca, who was releasing the ball as she was plunked by a Redskin player. Rebecca at the stripe with a couple coming. Dips the knees. Short. No good. A couple more changes for Fort Loramie. The youth keeps on coming. Meyer and Holdhouse, two seniors, go out. And they're replaced by, what, a freshman?
And a sophomore.
And a sophomore. Yep. New again off the back brace. Holscher can't collect the rebound. And it is touched last by Fort Loramie. Houston will throw in. 53-26 Redskins lead. Rushi won the earlier game today over Botkins, 41-23. And Rushi will play Tri-Village or Newton. They play on Tuesday at Brookville. Rushi will play Tri-Village or Newton in a district championship game next Saturday at Troy as well. Dribbling up the right side for Fort Loramie is Ratterman to Gebhardt in the right corner. Gebhardt straight away, Holscher. High right to Rassman. Minster in Division 4 plays New Bremen this week. And then if New Bremen wins that game, the likely opponent next weekend would be Fort Recovery for a district title up north at Wapakoneta. And that winner feeds down to the Vandalia Butler Regional in 2 weeks. Long jump shot by Fort Loramie missed. Rebound taken down by Houston. Here's Ely on the arc. Dribbles through the top of the circle. Hands off to Voisard, who tries a long left-handed three ball, and she buries it. Good-looking rainbow from downtown by Houston. Holly Voisard, the 5'4 junior, pumped it home. And we have a collision in midcourt. Fort Loramie coughs it up. Timeout called, 4:42 to go. Redskins up 24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And at the Frisch's in Troy on Monday, kids eat free from 5 to 8. That's at the Troy Frisch's. Children, no charge, 5 to 8 p.m. Here's a left-handed jump shot by Reisenbeck of Houston after the timeout, and she pours it in. Good-looking triple by her, Voisard, and Reisenbeck. nail back-to-back threes, and it's 53-32. Suddenly, that 30-point-plus lead for Fort Loramie has been shaved all the way down to 21.
Was 35 at one point, because that's what got the running clock going.
And it's a 21-point difference at the moment. Some offense by Houston. Fort Loramie with the ball down to her right. Houston kicks it out of bounds. Ball lobbed in straight away, handled there by Holscher. Holscher's got it for Fort Loramie. Left side throw to her teammate, then she gets it back. Outside the arc on the right, Ratterman. Macy Mwally back in now for Fort Loramie. Here's Gebhardt sizing up a three. She overshoots it wide right. Loose ball rebound down to Ely of Houston. She darts up the floor on a weave to New. She motors into the lane, slides down, lost it. Picked up on the play by Rose. Dana Rose down the floor for Fort Loramie. Got the driving layup, and she's fouled. Dana Rose, good-looking ninth grader for Fort Loramie. Boy, she's got some polish out there on the basketball floor.
Yeah, she's going to be a good one.
And at 55-32, Rose goes to the line, fouled in the act of scoring with 3:39 remaining in the fourth quarter. Kennedy Gebhardt out of the game for the Redskins. At the stripe, Rose converting the three-point chance. Yes. 56-32, Fort Loramie leads. Redskins will join Rushi in a district game next Saturday at Troy. Rushi's opponent, Tri-Village or Newton. Fort Loramie's opponent, Cedarville or Southeastern. Here's a turnover by Houston. Ball gobbled up by Kenzie Holscher, who twists and turns the other way and hits a bank shot in the paint. 58-32, Fort Loramie. 3:12 left here in the fourth quarter. Long three by New of Houston. Short of the mark, no good. Rebound tracked down by Ratterman of Fort Loramie. She glides ahead. Whips it up the floor to teammate Macy Mwally. Down inside to Holscher. Holscher, money in the bank. Two more. Holscher having a field day in this fourth period.
She's got 17 for the game.
60-32, Redskins, 2:50 to go in the fourth. Substitutions happening. It's a 28-point difference. Houston is substituting heavily at the moment. And Fort Loramie's got five youngsters out on the floor, an alignment of freshmen and sophomores. Here is White with the ball between the circles for Houston. He flips it to a teammate. Ratterman intercepts. Ratterman down the floor for Fort Loramie. And Ratterman finds Clara Gebhardt, a freshman, who hits a six-footer. It looked like the ball banged off the rim on the way up, climbed over, and right down through Kerplunk. Don't know that I've ever seen one go in like that, Chuck.
That shot, my theory, the ball had to be higher than the rim to go in. I could not see. That's why I had to quit coaching. All my theories went to heck.
62-32, Fort Loramie, 2:26 to go. Ratterman out now for the Redskins. Fort Loramie with a deflection, ball out of bounds at midcourt. Inbounded below the rim by Houston, stolen by Fort Loramie. Long lead out down the floor to Rose. Look at her go. All the way to the rack, no good. Rebound Mwally in the paint. Ball sent out back by Fort Loramie to Dana Rose. Rose gives it off to teammate Caitlin Gasson, who's in now, another freshman. Gasson launches. It rattled around, came out. Rebound Houston. Tie-up, turnover, what's been called. Out of bounds against Houston. Fort Loramie ball down to our right with 2 minutes even to go here in the fourth. Keep in mind, we're on the web online tonight on scoresbroadcast.com at 5:15. Fort Loramie Mechanicsburg boys division 4 action from Piqua. Here's a steal by Houston driving down the floor. Hard layup, no good by the Wildcats. A jump on the rebound and the arrow says Fort Loramie will get it. Minute 53 remaining here in the fourth. Up over the timeline for the Fort Loramie Redskins is Corinne Eichkamp. Corinne gives it up, gets it back, dribbles toward the right corner, stops, And we've got a hand on her by the defender for Houston. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie with 98 seconds to go in the game. Ball thrown, foul line extended right to the jump shooter. Good, right on the money. Good-looking shot by Clara Gebhardt. Everybody from Fort Loramie can enter and shoot and score. A lot of youth, but no drop-off in talent. Here's a power move to the basket by Houston. Who got that two-pointer, Chuck? I was blocked out.
Amber Stangley.
Good shot by her. She was in traffic low on the right. Looked like she was pinched by two Fort Loramie defenders, but still knocked it down. Here's a dribble drive down the lane by Fort Loramie. Up and good. Fine play by Caitlin Gasson. 50 seconds to go. 66-34 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here is Houston outside the arc. A throw into the paint. Broken up by Gebhardt. She's got the steal for the Redskins. Long lead out down the floor to Heitkamp. Up and good. Corinne Heitkamp with the fielder.
All four of the freshmen now that they brought up from the JV team have scored.
Amazing. 30 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Houston with the ball out high. Wildcats look to the interior. Here's a long three ball. It hits the rim, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. 19 seconds left in the game. Redskins have doubled the score on Houston here this afternoon. It's Heitkamp outside the arc. Goes right flank to Gasson. Down to eight to go. Dribble drive by Gasson off to Rassman, who missed the 15-footer. It's on the deck with 2 seconds remaining, and that is not quite going to do it. Whistle blows, a tie-up with 4/10 to go in this contest. And Houston will throw it in, and that'll do it. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Parker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the West Central Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. We also salute Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And we say thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, Tip City, what's your favorite thing? The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it will make your ideas come to life. And thanks to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna on Shuey Drive, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. In Fort Loramie, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. 68-34 Fort Loramie. Chuck, who do we recognize as our stars of the game?
Well, running a little bit of scoring down on the other side, 8 for New and 8 for Voisard. I'm going to give Holly Voisard the player of the game for Houston. On the other side, very balanced. 11 young ladies scored. 17 for Holscher. 12 for Gebhardt, 12 for Holthouse, 10 for Meiring. But Kenzie Holscher going to get the Clancy's Player of the Game.
Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Houston Wildcats defeated Triad earlier in the tournament in a mild surprise, 59-53. Were beaten here today by Fort Loramie, as expected, 68-34. Fort Loramie swept Houston over the course of the season, 3-0. Houston concludes the campaign here today with a mark of 8-16, having gone 3-9 in the regular season in the Shelby County Athletic League. Houston, as we noted, did have 4 seniors. They will be missed for the Wildcats: Morgan Healy, Sarah Monier, Hayden Riesenbeck, and Rebecca New. But our Clancy star of the game, Holly Boisard, does come back, and she provided a spark, played very well for Houston here this afternoon. Fort Loramie now 20-5 on the year. 20 wins for head coach Carla Siegel's team. Redskins advance on. Will meet Cedarville or Southeastern. They play on Monday. The district game is coming up next Saturday. Rushi won game one here today, ousting Botkins in the upper bracket sectional championship, 41-23. And that means Rushi will catch either Newton or Tri-Village. They play on Tuesday at Brookville. Rushi back in action next Saturday at Troy as well. And Chuck, that wraps it up from here at Sydney. Neither one of our sectional championship games, a very good game. Both blowouts, we thought they might be. Rushi, Fort Loramie, both clicking. And each club should give a good account of itself in the girls' Division IV district and hopefully beyond.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Our next stop for the girls is at Troy next weekend, correct? Saturday?
Yep.
So we'll get some Pickle Boys stuff in, and then we'll get back to the girls on Saturday.
And be with us tonight, and I mean early tonight, like 5:15, first game of 2 at Pickle, as Fort Loramie takes on Mechanicsburg in the nightcap. It's Botkins and Riverside. Tip-offs at 5:30 and 7. We start online at 5:15 for the Pickle Boys Division IV sectional action this evening. Last night, of course, 3 games, won by Layman Catholic, Jackson Center, and Fairlawn, and we expect a couple of intense games here tonight. Very anxious to see contest number 2, Mechanicsburg-Botkins, pretty even on paper.
That should be a go. I think the first one's going to be a blowout, let's just be honest, but the second one could be a really good basketball game.
Ron Mooney is our scorers, Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer telling you once again our final scores today. Rushi 41-23 over Botkins, and Fort Loramie 68-34 over Houston. We'll see you at 5:15, or I should say you'll hear from us at 5:15 later on this afternoon on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.